Anti-aging secrets, the little things that add up to a long and happy life. Aging's escape velocity. For more than a century, we have managed to add an average of 0.3 years of our life expectancy every year. But what would happen if we had the technology to add a year of life expectancy every year? In theory, we would achieve biological immortality, having reached aging's escape velocity. Aging's escape velocity and the rabbit. Imagine a sign far off in the future with a number on it that represents the age of your death. Every year that you will live, you advance closer to the sign. When you reach the sign, you die. Now imagine a rabbit holding the sign and walking to the future. Every year that you live, the rabbit is half a year as far away. After a while, you will reach the rabbit and die. But what if rabbit could walk at a pace of 1 year for every year of your life? You would never be able to catch the rabbit, and therefore you would never die. The speed at which the rabbit walks to the future is our technology. The more we advance the technology and knowledge of our bodies, the faster we can make the rabbit walk. Aging's escape velocity is the moment at which the rabbit walks at the pace of 1 year per year or faster, and we become immortal. Researchers with an eye to the future, such as Ray Kurzweil and Aubrey de Grey, claim that we will reach this escape velocity in the matter of decades. Other scientists are less optimistic, predicting that we will reach a limit, a maximum age we won't be able to surpass, no matter how much technology we have. For example, some biologists assert that our cells stop regenerating after about 20 years. Active mind, youthful body. There is much wisdom in the classic saying, mens sana in corpore sano, a sound mind in a sound body. It reminds us that both mind and body are important, and that the health of one is connected to that of the other. It has been shown that maintaining an active, adaptable mind is one of the key factors in staying young. Having a youthful mind also drives you towards a healthy lifestyle that will slow the aging process. Just a lack of physical exercise has negative effect on our bodies and mood. A lack of mental exercise is bad for us because it causes our neurons and neural connection to deteriorate, and as a result, reduces our ability to react to our surroundings. This is why it is so important to give your brain a workout. One pioneer in advocating for mental exercise is Israeli neuroscientist Solomon Brzezinski, who argues that the brain needs a lot of stimulation in order to stay in shape. As he stated in an interview with Eduard Ponset for Spanish television program Redes, there is a tension between what is good for someone and what they want to do. This is because people, especially older people, like to do things as they have always done them. The problem is that when the brain develops ingrained habits, it doesn't need to think anymore. Things get quickly done and efficiently on automatic pilot. often in a very advantageous way. This creates a tendency to stick to routines, and the only way of breaking this is to confront the brain with new information. Presented with new information, the brain creates new connection and is revitalized. This is why it is so important to expose yourself to change, even if stepping outside your comfort zone means feeling a bit of anxiety. The effects of mental training have been scientifically demonstrated. According to Collins, Hemingway, and Shlomo Brzeznik, in their book Maximum Brain Power, Challenging the Brain for Health and Wisdom, mental training is beneficial on many levels. You begin exercising your brain by doing a certain task for the first time, he writes, and at first it seems very difficult, but as you learn how to do it, the training is already working. The second time you realize it, that it is easier, not harder, to do because you are getting better at it. This has fantastic effect on a person's mood. In and of itself, it is transformation that affects not only the result obtained but also his self-image. This description of mental workout might sound a bit formal, but simply interacting with others, playing game, for example, offers new stimuli and helps prevent the depression that can come with solitude. Our neurons start to age while we are still in our 20s. This process is slowed, however, by intellectual activity, curiosity, and a desire to learn. Dealing with new situations, learning something new every day, playing games, and interacting with other people seems to be essential anti-aging strategies for the mind. Furthermore, a more positive outlook in this regard will yield greater mental benefits. Stress, a curse of killing longevity. Many people seem older than they are. Research into the causes of premature aging have shown that stress has a lot to do with it, because the body wears down much faster during the periods of crisis. The American Institute of Stress investigated this degenerative process and concluded that most health problems are caused by stress. Researchers at Heidelberg University Hospital conducted a study in which they subjected a young doctor to a job interview, which they made even more stressful by forcing him to solve complex math problems for 30 minutes. Afterward, they took blood sample. What they discovered was that his antibiotics had reacted to stress the same way they react to pathogens, activating the proteins that trigger an immune response. The problem is that this response not only neutralizes harmful agents, it also damages healthy cells, leading them to age prematurely. The University of California conducted a similar study, taking data and samples from 39 women who had high levels of stress due to the illness of one of their children, and comparing them to the samples from the women with healthy children and low levels of stress. They found that stress promotes cellular aging by weakening cell structures known as telomeres, which affects cellular regeneration and how our cells age. As the study revealed, the greater the stress, the greater the degenerative effect on cells. How does stress work? These days, people live at a frantic pace, and in a nearly constant state of competition. At this fever pitch, stress is a natural response to the information being received by the body as potentially dangerous or problematic. Theoretically, this is a useful reaction as it helps us survive in hostile surroundings. Over the course of our evolution, we have used this response to deal with difficult situations and to flee from predators. The alarm that goes off in our head makes our neurons activate the pituitary gland, which produces hormones that releases corticotropin, which in turn circulates through the body via sympathetic nervous system. The adrenal gland is then triggered to release adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline raises our respiratory rate and pulse and prepares our muscle for action, getting the body ready to react to perceived danger, while cortisol increases the release of the dopamine and blood glucose, which gives is what gets us charged up and allows us to face challenges. These processes are in moderation beneficial. They help us to overcome challenges in our daily lives. Nonetheless, the stress to which human beings are subjected today is clearly harmful. The stress has degenerative effect over time. A sustained state of emergency affects the neuron associated with memory, as well as inhibiting the release of certain hormones, the absence of which can cause depression. Its secondary effects include irritability, insomnia, anxiety, and high blood pressure. As such, though challenges are good for keeping mind and body active, we should adjust our high-stress lifestyle in order to avoid the premature aging of our body. Be mindful about reducing stress. Whether or not the threats we perceive are real, stress is an easy identifiable condition that not only causes anxiety but is also highly psychosomatic, affecting everything from our digestive system to our skin. This is why prevention is so important in avoiding the toll that stress takes on us, and why many experts recommend practicing mindfulness. The central premise of this stress reduction method is focusing on the self, noticing our responses even if they are conditioned by habit, in order to be fully conscious of them. In this way, we connect with the here and now and limit thoughts that tend to spiral out of control. We have learned to turn off the autopilot that's steering us in an endless loop. We all know people who snack while talking on the phone or watching the news. You ask them if the omelette they just ate had onion in it, and they can't tell you, says Roberto Alcibar, who abandoned his fast-paced life to become a certified instructor of mindfulness after an illness threw him into the period of acute stress. One way to reach a state of mindfulness is through meditation, which helps filter the information that reaches us from the outside world. It can also be achieved through exercising, breathing, exercise, yoga, and body scans. Achieving mindfulness involves a gradual process of training, but with a bit of practice, we can learn to focus our mind completely, which reduces stress and helps us live longer. A little stress is good for you, while sustained intense stress is a known enemy of longevity, and both mental and physical low levels of stress have been shown to be beneficial after observing a group of test subjects for more than 20 years. Dr. Howard S. Friedman, a psychological professor at the University of California, Riverside, discovered that people who maintained a low level of stress, who faced challenges and put their heart and soul into their work in order to succeed, lived longer than those who chose a more relaxed lifestyle and retired earlier. From this, he concluded that a small dose of stressing is a positive thing, as those who live with low levels of stress tend to develop healthier habits, smoke less, and drink less alcohol. Given this, it is not surprising in the many of the super centenarians, people who live to be 110 or more, whom we will meet in this book, talk about having lived intense lives and working well into old age. A lot of sitting will age you. In Western world, in particular, the rise in sedentary behavior have led to numerous diseases such as hypertension and obesity, which in turn affect longevity. Spending too much time seated at work or at home not only reduces muscular and respiratory fitness, but also increases appetite and curbs the desire to participate in activities. Being sedentary can lead us to hypertension, imbalanced eating, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and even certain kind of cancer. Recent studies have shown a connection between a lack of physical activity and progressive distortion of telomeres in the immune system, which age those cells and in turn the organism as whole. This is a problem at all the life stages, not only among the adults. Sedentary children suffer from high rates of obesity and all its associated health issues and risk, which is why it is so important to develop a healthy and active lifestyle at an early age. It is easy to be less sedentary. It is just takes a bit of effort and a few changes to your routine. We can access a more active lifestyle that makes us feel better inside and out. We just have to add a few ingredients to our everyday habits. Walk to work or just go on a walk for at least 20 minutes each day. Use your feet instead of an elevator or escalator. This is good for your posture, muscles, and respiratory system, among other things. Participate in social or leisure activities so that you don't spend too much time in front of television. Replace your junk food with fruits and you will have less of an urge to snacks and more nutrient in your system. Get the right amount of sleep. 7 to 9 hours is good, but any more than that makes you lethargic. Play with children or pets or join a sports team. This not only strengthens the body but also stimulates the mind and boosts self-esteem. Be conscious of your daily routine in order to detect harmful habits and replace them with more positive ones. By making these small changes, we can begin to renew our bodies and mind and increase our life expectancy. Our model's best kept secret. Though we age both externally and internally, both physically and mentally. One of the things that tell us the most about people's age is their skin, which takes on different texture and colors according to the process going on beneath the surface. Most of those who make their living as models climb to sleep between 9 and 10 hours the night before a fashion show. This gives their skin a taut, wrinkle-free appearance and a healthy, radiant glow. Science has shown that sleep is a key anti-aging tool. Because we sleep, we generate melatonin, a hormone that occurs naturally in our bodies. The pineal gland produces it from neurotransmitter serotonin according to our diurnal and nocturnal rhythms, and it plays a role in our sleep and waking cycle. A powerful antioxidant, melatonin helps us live longer and also offers the following benefits. It strengthens the immune system. It contains an element that protects against cancer. It promotes the natural production of insulin. It slows the onset of Alzheimer's disease. It helps prevent osteoporosis and fight heart disease. For all these reasons, melatonin is a great ally in preserving youth. It should be noted, however, that melatonin production decreases after age 30. We can compensate for this by eating balanced diet and getting more calcium, soaking up a moderate amount of sun each day, getting enough sleep, avoiding stress, alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine, all which make it hard to get good night's rest. Depriving us from melatonin we need. Experts are trying to determine whether artificial stimulating production of melatonin might help slow aging process, which would confirm the theory that we already carry the secret of longevity within us. Anti-aging attitudes. The mind has tremendous power over the body and how quickly it ages. Most doctors agree that the secret to keeping the body young is keeping the mind active, a key element of ikigai, and in not caving in when we face difficulties throughout our lives. One study conducted at Yeshiva University found that the people who live longest have two dispositional traits in common: a positive attitude and a high degree of emotional awareness. In other words, those who face challenges with positive outlook and are able to manage their emotions are already well on their way towards longevity. A stoic attitude, serenity in face of setback, can also help you keep you young, as it lowers anxiety and stress levels and stabilizes behavior. This can be seen in greater life expectancy of certain cultures with unhurried, deliberate lifestyles. Centenarians and super centenarians have similar profiles. They have had full lives that were difficult at times, but they know how to approach these challenges with positive attitude and not be overwhelmed by the obstacles they faced. The Alexander Imench, who in 2014 became the world's oldest living man at age 111, knew he had good genes but understood that other factors contributed to the life you live is equally or more important for longevity. he said in interview with Reuters after being added to Guinness World Records in 2014. Ode to longevity. During our stay in Ojimi, the village that holds the Guinness record for longevity, a woman who was about to turn 100 years old sang the following song for us in a mixture of Japanese and local dialect. To keep healthy and have a long life, you just a little of everything with relish. Go to bed early, get up early, and then go out for a walk. We live each day with serenity and we enjoy the journey. To keep healthy and have a long life, we get on well with all of our friends. Spring, summer, fall, winter, we happily enjoy all the seasons. The secret is not get distracted by how old fingers are, from the fingers to the head and back once again. If you keep moving with your fingers working, 100 years will come to you. We can now use our fingers to turn pages to the next chapter. We will look at the close relationship between the longevity and discovering our life's mission. Stay tuned with me, Zara, in this beautiful journey of Ikigai on the history and the mystery.